sacrificing children in robes. Lucifer is hard in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling this now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight in these slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that drills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC, I'm stepping the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, you know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, sell, set you free. The truth, every time I step in the booth, I speak. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home. My girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Happen like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the ball, whether rock or raw. I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop your stand.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on Informed Radio on this Tuesday night. And, well, we got a lot of stuff to go over in just this hour tonight. You know, first thing I'm going to touch on is I got a lot of stuff I'm going to talk about here. Let you know what's on the plate. We're going to get a little bit into the Gardasil vaccine for boys. That they're trying to make Mando now. CDC has, pretty much passed it. And it's going to be law soon. We got a lot of stuff to go over on that and related issues. Before I get to that, I want to touch a little bit on the protests, and I want to touch a little bit on Anonymous. Okay, one of my last shows, I think you guys heard me talk about Russia Today, RT. You know, after waking up about, you know, I woke up a year ago or whatever, but about 2 months ago, I realized, you know, what the Truth Movement's true intentions were and how they were really there to suppress evidence more than anything. So I had to wonder about RT. RT, for those that don't know, is Russia Today. It's a news outlet. It's probably, you know, the leading alternative news outlet, one of them. I mean, but it looks like, you know, a real news station, you know, with newscasts and everything. But you know, with the characters that they have in and out of there, you know, you got to start to question their credibility. With people like Luke Radowski, Alex Jones, Jason Burmis, and Charlie Veach, you know, and all these other shills that get all this airtime on there all the time. You know, I would have never noticed before, but now knowing what I know, it's, you know, you have to wonder about people's connections. So having that in the back of my head, you know, I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, they've been good to me. I've got a lot of information off them. But I've come to realize you got to take it just like it's any other news source, you know, and I shouldn't be naive and think it's anything different. And the perfect example of this, guys, is the protests that are going on right now. When you're talking about the Occupy protests, okay, what do we talk about when we talk about it? I know I don't talk that much about it on my show. You know, some of the other shows talk about it a little bit more than I do. Just because it's just not one of the things that I think is that relevant. The whole thing with it, though, guys, and we all know if you've been paying attention, is that much of it is controlled opposition. this controlled group and that controlled group and this and that, right? And you know, all this scripted stuff going on, right? Well, when you look at RT, you know, you see all these videos covering this event, right? All these videos and all these articles covering these Occupy things, right? You don't see a single one mentioning anything to do with any of the controlled opposition aspect of it. Nothing. You don't see anything. All you see, guys, is the cops beating up the protesters, or the cops shooting rubber bullets at people, or you see people's bruises, or you see the cops you know, beating people down, kicking them on the street, running them over with the vehicles. That's all you see. All you see, guys, is the police state aspect of everything. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why that is. Because all they're doing, guys, is building up the fear factor. All right? They really are controlled. I was kind of naive to think that they weren't. You know, I'm not saying don't pay attention to the alternative media. I mean, Jesus, what else do we have, you know? What I'm saying, guys, is take everything you see from them almost like you're getting it from any other news source, okay? Double, triple, quadruple check everything. Don't just buy their word on it. It's definitely got the better headlines. It's got what you want. But they know that. These people aren't stupid. They gear that for this crowd of people, and they still control it from the top. So ultimately, they're still controlling the information you see. They're just gearing it a little bit more towards you, throwing a little bit of truth in there so you earn that trust like we've talked about many times, and then they throw in the disinformation. You know, I don't know yet on a specific case-by-case basis on what disinformation they've put out there, but I'm sure going to be looking out for it now. You know what I mean? I sure am. You go on there. You'll see what I mean, guys, okay? You can listen to my show. You can listen to Justin's show. You can listen to Rev's show. You can listen to anybody's show on here, okay? And, you know, almost all of them, when they talk about the protest, they'll talk about different groups down there that are basically set up to provocateur and other things. And RT doesn't cover any of this. You go on there and you see a poster. It looks like an advertisement for the military guy with the big speech down there. You see a poster of cops with batons in their hands and riot gear on. You don't see any analysis of, you know, the inner workings of the whole thing. Nothing. Makes me really raise an eyebrow. You know what I mean, guys? I mean it really, really, really does. And you guys know the deal if you've listened to some of the people down there. It's either they put the biggest knucklehead in front of the camera to make everybody look stupid, or they put somebody on there that sounds so scripted you'd swear you were listening to Mark Humphreys on 9/11 talking about the second plane reaming into the tower, and then the tower came down mostly due to structural failure. It's absolutely absurd, guys. Absolutely absurd. And you better believe that they hype it up. I mean, Jesus. You know, with this day and age of all this, you know, deception of the media and all the tricks they pull on us and all the fake news, I don't even know what to believe anymore about these protests. I don't know what's real and what's fake. The military guy, for example, Scott Olson, did that really happen? Or are they just doing that to piss us off? You know what I mean? Yeah, but you guys tell me. You guys looked into it more than me. I'm sure there's a whole backstory, and, you know, I mean, I know some of it. I'm just saying, you know, the way this thing is, it's almost like they want you to just be real pissed off and revolt, so they want you to be real mad at the police state. So, you know, certain things, and I said this on a show last week, like that Brooklyn Bridge thing with the 700 arrests, and supposedly, you know, they were funded millions of dollars to do that. You know, some of that looks like a staged and scripted event, and it might be. And who knows? I mean, ultimately, it doesn't even really matter. They're gonna do what they're going to do, and they're going to fool all the sheep in the meanwhile. And they're still going to push through the same agenda. You know, it's frustrating, guys. It's frustrating. But, you know, I see pictures coming out of there of, like, I seen Hartford, Connecticut, for example, and it's friggin' snowing, and these people are staying out there in the snow, and it's like, people, don't stay down there till you get sick and get friggin' frostbit, and you know what I mean? Don't lose your job over this. I mean, seriously, I'm not the guy that's gonna be up here telling you guys to come home. I mean, I know you guys are down there trying to prove a point, but if it's falling on deaf ears to a certain point, you gotta, I don't know, don't be stupid and staying down there in January and February and stuff. That's all I'm saying, man. I don't want to see, you know, people getting sick and dying because you guys wanted to stay outside down there. You know, if it comes down to it, we'll make our point another way. You know what I mean? We'll come up with another strategy for the winter. But you know what? I salute you guys. I mean, I really do. They do. The honest ones of you that are down there know that I'm not, you know, I'm not talking bad about you guys. It's the other people down there mixed in your crowd that pretend that they're like you. Okay. They pretend they want to do all these things like end the Fed and all this. And do you guys know that, you know, ending the Fed might not be the best idea? You know, while we're against their practices and stuff, you know, ending the Fed might just pave the way for a World Bank, IMF, World Financial type system. Just keep that in mind, okay? Just keep that in mind when people talk about it, ending the Fed. What do they plan on putting in place of it? You better look into that. You better have, you know, the whole plan, not just, you know, the headline. You better have the whole story, all right? I don't know enough about economics to get up here and pretend I'm gonna tell you, you know, how the whole thing has to go down. But just keep that in mind, okay? That's one of the last things standing in their way from a world financial system in this country like they've set up everywhere. And speaking of that, and we've spoken on this before, guys, you know, about how all the nations that we put on our terror list are all the same nations that don't have a World Bank and don't have, you know, their financial system basically controlled by the same people that control our financial system. And that's a fact, guys. Iran, Syria, it was Iraq and Afghanistan were on there, Lebanon. I mean, these are the countries on the list. It's the same countries, okay? The same countries that don't have a central bank. That's all it is. That's what it's about, guys. You know, there's always many agendas. It's never one agenda for a war. There's one, two, three, four. You know, you talk about these wars going on now, you could name probably 10 agendas, right? Oil, money, you know, maybe just a million reasons, right? Well, the other thing is, you know, the part that never really gets mentioned much, I'm sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought for a second. The part that doesn't really get mentioned that much is the banks, okay? All the countries that we don't have control over their finances, those are the countries that NATO comes and drops bombs in. Do you think it's a coincidence, guys? Do you think it's a coincidence that we're trying to frame Iran right now and now Syria? I mean, this list is short. There's only like 5 countries left on it. We're trying to frame 2 of them right now, all right? Trying to frame 2 of them right now. We just came out with some news today. I just saw it. I mean, literally, as my intro was playing and I was finishing up my notes for the show, it just came out that the UN inspectors are saying there's a secret nuke plant in northwest Syria, similar to the uranium enrichment plant that Gaddafi was trying to build in Libya. Of course there is. Of course there is. I bet you that's right there is probably where we're going to put our bank. Right on that lot. We'll knock that thing down, put a bank right there. We're in business. You know what I mean? I don't mean literally, but you guys know what I'm saying. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It was 2 weeks ago. We were fingering Iran. All right? Just 2 weeks ago. Calling it an act of war. So it's an act of war when you try to hire somebody to assassinate a foreign diplomat on our soil. But when we go in your country, kill your president, kill some of his sons, overthrow your country, blow the whole place up, kill a bunch of civilians, it's a kinetic military action and it's not a war. You gotta love it. You gotta love the ass backwards thinking, guys. Now, when we were talking about the protest a minute ago, and we were talking about all these controlled groups, I want to talk about one of the biggest control groups of all and what their agenda is. And I didn't see right through them right in the beginning, guys, and I apologize. Even for a few months, I probably supported them. That was before I started to see through the mirage of everybody in the so-called movements, whatever you want to call it, right? And that group is anonymous, guys, okay? I want to talk about Anonymous for a minute. First off, where do these guys even come from, okay? Before we even get into it, when people just pop up in a huge like this, all of a sudden these groups, it kind of raises a red flag with me. Kind of like the 9/11 truth movement, how it popped up overnight. Now, the thing with Anonymous, right, that brought them into my attention in the last couple of days is now they're saying they're going to go after the Los Zetas cartel. Okay, now before we even get into the Los Zetas cartel, right, to me, reading that sentence and putting the, my reality glasses on, Anon going after Los Zetas. Translation, CIA going after FBI. And that's what it is. Or it could be CIA going after ATF. I think that'd be more appropriate. That's all it is, guys. The Anonymous, it isn't even this group of hackers that we thought it was. And I should have seen right through this. And like I said, guys, I make mistakes too. You know, a long time ago, This, you know, this is before I had a radio show. You know, not super long ago. We're talking, you know, months and months, not even a year. You know, a long time ago, I was telling people about the internet regulations and what they're trying to pass. And guys, what they're trying to do is absurd, okay? And all this again, guys, again, this all comes back to 9/11 because of 9/11, all these crazy things are allowed. All our rights are allowed to be violated, our privacy, all this stuff, right? So what they've done in the last 10 years, as usual, everything's in the last 10 years, right? Last 11 years, 10 years. What they've done, right, is they built this whole other internet infrastructure. Okay, right now it's just being called Internet 2. You know, they'll probably come up with something better than that. But they built this whole other system. Companies like Microsoft, Sun Microsystems, you know, a few other software giants and whatnot have come together with Department of Defense, you know, DARPA, God knows who else. And they've designed this new internet structure where you're going to need a government ID to log in. So, you know, think about how you have to go to a website with your ID and password. You're going to have to do that just to get on the internet, flat out get on the internet, and you're not getting on. If you try and use back doors and stuff and not use the regulated internet, and like say you're a business or something, there's going to be all types of heavy fines. You can get shut down, get your site shut down, the whole deal. So basically what that does, guys, if you think about it, it's not just a hassle. And it's not just to verify you. What that does is that ends free speech ultimately. Because, you know, what if you want to go on somewhere and say, yeah, I think this, that, and the other thing, and you don't want to leave your name? Well, now you nothing's anonymous anymore, okay? Thanks to Anonymous, nothing's going to be anonymous. And that's where Anonymous comes into this. And, you know, it's not just that. You're going to be able to get suspended from it for months or years at a time. Okay? Any business that has more than like 100 customers on their server is going to have government filters on there to protect you from terroristic cyber threats. Okay? Are you kidding me, guys? And that's where Anonymous comes in. And I said this months and months ago that they were going to hype up a bunch of hacking. I swear to God, I did. They were going to hype up a bunch of hacking, and that was going to push through all this. And you're going to see all these companies come forward and start to get hacked. And what do you know? Just a few months after, Anonymous pops up, and they're everywhere now, hacking everything supposedly. And it's all this stuff that, you know, the government could easily, you know, be in on it, kind of that type of thing, and be like, okay, we're going to pretend you got hacked. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, guys. It's not about some punks going around hacking. It's not even punks. People sticking up for our rights. They like to pretend that they're punks. What they're supposedly doing is a noble thing, if that's what they were really doing. But what they're really doing is not what you think they're doing, okay? We think they're out there sticking up for us in all these situations that doesn't get brought to the light. And what they're really doing, guys, is setting the stage for them to clamp down on tougher internet regulations. And we can't let them do that. If they kill the internet, guys, if they kill the internet, they kill our free flow of information, okay? We need the internet. That's our greatest tool, all right? That's our greatest tool. Yeah, the internet's our greatest tool, guys. I mean, seriously. We've been blessed, okay? We've been blessed. We have the greatest research tool ever created in the history of the world at our fingertips. And you can get one for a couple hundred bucks, all right? Use the thing. They want to take that away from us. Because people like me use it. Because people like you use it. We can't let them shut it down, guys. They're so scared of us right now. Look how this is growing. Think about where you were a couple years ago. Where I was a year ago, all right? Come a long way. A lot of you have come a long way. Where would you be without the internet? You'd probably have your head straight up your rear end. That's where mine would be. And that's why they want to shut it down on us. That's why they want to regulate it. That's why they want to restrict it. That's why they want to curb free speech. You know what curbing free speech on it does? Even, you know, it just the scare tactic of it. It'll stop you from making a lot of the posts that you would make. Even people like me, you know, you might. Who knows, right? That's what they want. They don't want dissension out there. And you better believe once they roll those restrictions in, okay, their noose is just getting tighter and tighter and tighter around this country. I really see the FEMA camps opening their doors in the not too distant future if all this goes down. I mean, I really do. That could be a place for people like me. I'm sorry. I just that's how I'm starting to feel about it. I'm getting really worried about the shape that we're in right now. That's why we need to get the truth out about all this stuff. If people started to realize half of the crap that's going on, maybe they would take a stand against it. Maybe they wouldn't sit back while we go invade all these friggin' countries for no reason. For no reason. I am still waiting for some knucklehead out there to give me the answer why we're in Libya. I'm still waiting. I know the real answer. I want to hear it come from one of the so-called debunkers or whatever you want to call them. You tell me why we're in Libya. How are we defending our country by being in Libya? How are we defending our country by being in Iraq? How are we defending our country with drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan? Huh? Tell me. Tell me. Somebody tell me. I want to know. I want to know. Come on, Smarty Pants. Tell me. Call in and tell me. All right? Gets aggravating. When's it going to stop? All right, guys. I'm already halfway through the show. And, you know, I have a lot of stuff I want to touch on here on this Gardasil crap, all right? And, you know, a little bit of this is old news, but a lot of it's new because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it mandatory for boys now to take it. There's been some new legislation that's passed in California where parents don't even have to give their kids permission. The kids can get vaccinated for friggin' STDs if they're 12 years old without their parents ever knowing, all right? What do you guys think about that? I mean, that is absolutely despicable. It's despicable. The CDC should be shut down. All right? They're on my hit list. They are. We need to shut them down. The other thing, you know, I got a lot to go over on this. I'm really pissed off about this today. I really am. You know, this guy that's up there parading around running for president, Rick Perry, you know, that's not a rumor that he killed some Texas girls, okay? Because he did. He took a payoff from Merck Vaccine Company, all right? He took a payoff. He took cash from them to make it mandatory that the schoolgirls get the Gardasil vaccine, okay? And you know what happened? 49 of them died, all right? Like 31 of them are crippled forever now. All types of side effects on the rest of them, all right? Girls died. Little girls died. What if that was your little girl? Because this greedy prick wants to make an extra few grand. He's taking payouts from Merck. Well, you know what? I was looking into this, guys. And this isn't hard to find information. A lot of people in the alternative media community know about the Rick Perry and the Gardasil and everything about that. I got some other great stuff here I want to talk about. You know, you guys might have heard, and we talked about it a few weeks ago. Well, you know, this thing in California about, you know, kids 12, 13, 14, they can get vaccines without their parents' permission. Well, the way this got passed, all right, these politicians, these legislators in California, they all took cash totaling up to 40 grand from Merck Vaccine, paid them in cash to pass the bill, all right? How illegal is that? I got the list. We're going to call them all out. I got all their names and how much money they took from Merck, and we're going to talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. If any of you guys are from California and you have kids, get a pen ready because I want you to write down these legislators' numbers and I want you to ask them why they took a payoff to give your kids a Gardasil vaccine that they know is dangerous, that 50 kids in Texas have died from, that girls are getting genital warts at 9 years old, other kids are going in comas, getting seizures, and these politicians in California are taking payoffs, taking a few grand in cash to sign your kids' life away. Oh, we're going to get them, all right. Yeah, we are. We're going to go right down the list. I want you guys to call the State House. I want you to call all these pricks, all right? This is bullshit. This is bullshit, what they're doing to our kids. I'm so sick of it. You know, in other countries where there's no vaccines or the vaccines are real low, you know what the infant mortality rate is? It's near zero, okay? It's near zero. All this hoopla about Western medicine, blah, blah, blah. It's all a bunch of nonsense to give you poison, to get you sick. And if it's not to kill you, it's to get you sick and get you on something else permanently for the rest of your life. And when you want to come off that, well, guess what? You got to take something else to come down from that. That's how they do it. The doctors don't get treated how to handle people like real medicine. No, they know how to write prescriptions and give vaccines. And you know why? Because they get kickbacks for it. They get cash. It's that simple. People get cash for this stuff. I have the Merck. You know, oh, I'm so mad right now. All right, you know what? Let's get right into this. All right, the Gardasil. In Texas, I'm going to give you guys a little background on this. In Texas in 2007, Rick Perry, the same Rick Perry that's running for president right now, took a $6,000, okay? That's not even a lot of money. There probably was more than that, though. That's probably just what we're finding out about. So he took thousands of dollars from Merck vaccine to executive order that all schoolgirls over 12 years old be given the Gardasil vaccine. Can you believe that? And he already knew of all the dangers of it. They tested it on over 12,000 people, okay? And tons of them came back with all sorts of illnesses, motor neuron disease, pancreatitis, autoimmune disorders, and blood clots, okay? Blood clots. They're giving little kids blood clots for cash. How about that? Let's give little kids blood clots for cash. And some of the people even died in the testing, okay? Perry knew this. Perry knew this. If you live in Texas, you should be furious that this guy's running for president. He killed Texas schoolgirls for cash. Period. And he's going to be our president. Why not? Why not? President we got now is not even from this country. The one before his grandfather tried to overthrow the country. Why not? Why don't we just dig up Hitler and friggin' throw him in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? We'll put him up in the chair like we can at Bernie's. We'll tote him around town on strings. It'll be fun. It'll be a funny scene, I'll tell you. So Merck gives Perry thousands of dollars. Okay, he executive orders this crap, and girls are dying, dying. All right? And now in California, they're calling it the anti-parent bill. It's bill AB-499, okay? And what it does is it takes the parents right out of it, okay? Now it's the teachers and the nurses and everybody at school brainwashing the kids and telling them they really need this. And you know they're all going to want to get it because you know what they're going to do. They're going to show them nasty pictures of genital warts and all this other stuff. And they're going to say, if you don't get this vaccine, this is what's going to happen to you. This is what's going to happen to you, right? So all the kids are going to get it. They'll probably even have contests where they're giving away iPods. You want to bet? You want to bet? They did it last year. They did it last year. The kid that gets the most kids to sign up for whatever friggin' vaccine it was, I don't remember. You get a free iPod. The winner. Winner, winner. You signed everybody up for the death camps. Winner, winner. These are kids, man. Give them a chance. The kids. Sticking them with this crap. Friggin' Perry. You friggin' hero. Yeah, you're a real American. I like to stomp your face out, you scumbag. Really is. He knows. He knew about it. He knew about it ahead of time. So now this thing in California is passing, guys. All right? And, you know, there's going to be all these kids getting this vaccine, and all these kids are going to be getting sick and dying. All right? You know how big California is, guys? I don't have the population numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure California has more people than anywhere else. It's huge. It's huge. And it's got tons of huge cities. I mean, look how many sports teams they have. Just for baseball, they got like six teams, okay? It's huge. All these kids are in danger now. And now the CDC just voted that boys should be mandatory to get the HPV vaccine if they're over 11 years old. Can you believe that? Not only that, there's more to it. There's more. Merck only submitted one vaccine to be tested, and there's two of them for this HPV crap. What are they doing with the other one? Why are they holding it out? Makes you wonder. Now, this same company, all right, guys? This same company head doctor, Dr. Hilleman, all right? He passed a couple years ago, in like 2005. I have a tape of him, and I'll dig it up, where he is on tape laughing, guys, about how they put cancer and how they put AIDS and SV40 cancer, whatever type of strain of cancer that is, SV40, they put it in the polio vaccines. And he thinks it's funny. Yeah, he thinks it's funny, guys. And I'm going to get that clip for you guys in a few minutes. Before I do that, guys, I want you guys to get a pen. If anybody out there lives in California right now, okay, I want you to get a pen, Okay, a pen and a paper. I'm going to give you a minute to do that because I want you to write down this information. I'm going to give you the name of the legislators that took cash from Merck in 2010, okay? And these are the same ones that were in on the AB 499 vote, okay? And it's not a coincidence. And I will even tell you how much cash each one of these dirt bags took, okay? I'm pissed off about this. You guys should be furious about this. They're doing this to your kids, guys. I don't even know, guys. I mean, I'm so frustrated by this. All right. I mean, I really, really, really am. All right, guys, get a pen because we're gonna load. I'm gonna load up this file right now. I got this stuff written down here. We're gonna go through this. So for everybody that just tuned in, what I'm reading off here now, okay, is a list of California legislators that took cash payment from Merck Vaccine, the company that actually makes the Gardasil vaccine. They took cash payment from them to make it mandatory that kids, well, to make it, first of all, it's already mandatory that the girls over 12 get the vaccine. Well, now they're making it so the kids don't even need to get their parents' signatures. They can get brainwashed at school by a couple of classes in health. I mean, how hot is that? Put some stuff up on the board. You know what I mean? Put some colorful, nasty pictures up, and all the kids are rushing downstairs to get a shot. And, guys, without any further ado, here's the scumbags and the districts they're from. And I mean scumbags. I mean scumbags. They're basically accessories to murder in my book. All right? They are. I don't give a crap what you say. So that's what they are. They're scumbags. Scumbags. How can they take cash from a vaccine company that they're passing a bill on? I mean, how can they do that? Well, here we go. Kevin De Leon from Los Angeles, $2,000 from the Merck Vaccine Company. Ed Hernandez, West Covina, California, $2,500. Elaine Alquist, San Jose, $1,000. Noreen Evans, Santa Rosa, $1,500. Juan Vargas, De Chula Vista. Oh, sorry, the D is the Democrat. Chula Vista, $3,500. Alex Padilla, San Fernando Valley, $300. Current price, Los Angeles, $1,700. Roderick Wright, Inglewood, $1,500. Louis Wolk, Vacaville, $2,000. Leland Yee, San Francisco, $1,500. Bob Blumenfeld, Van Nuys, California, $1,500. Manuel Perez, Indio, California, $1,500. Richard Pan, East Sacramento, $1,000. Bill Morning, Santa Cruz, $1,500. Felipe Fuentes, Arleta, California, $1,500. Holly Mitchell, Culver City, California, $2,500. Speaker John Perez, Los Angeles, $1,500. Ricardo Lara, Southgate, $1,000. Mary Hayashi, Hayward, $1,500. Roger Dickinson, Sacramento, $1,000. Nancy Skinner, Oakland, $2,500. Jose Solaria, Santa Ana, $1,500. And Stephen Bradford, $1,500 from Inglewood. And last but not least, Tony Adkins from San Diego, California, $1,000 payment from the Merck Vaccine Company to put into law that your kids do not need to get your permission to get injected with deadly vaccines at school. How about that? I hope you guys all took their name down. Anybody from California that's listening, or if you have any nieces or nephews in California, I hope you guys took those names down and give them hell. I mean, I really do. Because for a small amount of money, for $1,000, $2,000, they're signing kids' lives away. And I'm sorry. And I'm not here to fanmonger. I want you guys to do something about this. All right? I want you guys to call these people out. Okay? I'm not from California. I just found out this information. I don't have the contact information stuff here for the state house or whatever. But guys, you guys have a computer. You guys have Google. You guys can find that out, okay? If you guys are pissed off enough, I gave you the names. I gave you the amount of money that they took in, okay? You know where it came from. You know who it went to. You know how much it was. You know what it was over, and you know when it was. So all you got to do now is contact these people. Make some noise about this, okay? Put it in the sections of your local paper. Whatever you can do. Get it going on Facebook in your area. Let everybody know. Do not support any of these scumbags. If you're from California and you support any of these people, I'm going to be pissed off at you, all right? I don't care if I don't know you. You're going to piss me off. It's aggravating. It really is. These are our kids, guys. These people are signing off on our kids. Yeah, so, I mean, I almost don't even know what to say anymore, guys. I couldn't believe it when I first heard this story a few weeks ago. You know, I don't know if you guys have been following this story at all. I just heard it a few weeks ago about the California thing, and I didn't hear about the payments, though. You know what I mean? I heard about California. I heard that they were going to make it so, you know, the kids wouldn't even need to get the parents' permission. I was like, oh, my God, man. I mean, that's absolutely absurd. Now I know how they passed it. I was wondering how the lawmakers out there could have a sign off on something so horrible. Well, they took cash. That's how it works, guys. That's one of the things I try to get you guys to realize. When I say people aren't going to look out for your health, look how it goes down, man. They take cash. Your leaders are taking cash, signing your kids' lives away for cash. Don't ever come to me with they have your kids, your family's health and best interest crap. Don't ever bring that crap to me after hearing this, all right? And don't ever tell me that you think the FDA and the CDC and these other alphabet agencies are looking out for you. I don't want to hear it. If you're saying it, you're either so naive it's unbelievable, or you're an idiot. Guys, really, do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you listen to some of the other shows when we talk about some of the other health issues and some of the other poisons and toxins and food and diseases and fluoride and all this other stuff? Are you starting to get it now? Not only is not anybody going to look out for you and your family, you better look out for you and your family yourself, because people are trying to do unbelievable things, okay? Things that you couldn't imagine. That's just evil, people. Evil. Could you imagine your little 9-year-old girl comes home from school and she's like, Mommy, I got a shot today. I got 5 shots today, Mommy, because you know, whichever one of us got the most shots before Tuesday, we got a free iPod, and I got an iPod, and I got all my friends on the baton twirling team to sign up for it, and we all got it. Mommy, why do I have this? Why am I itchy, Mommy? Mommy, what's this? If your kid has genital warts, I'm not trying to paint an ugly picture here. I mean, I am, but I'm not trying to, like, you know, be rude here. I mean, I'm trying to let you know, like, what's going on here? 9 years old. So, of course, you'd be already be pissed off enough that they would give this stuff to your kids, that they would make it mandatory to put them in school to get this crap, right? And now they're going to make it so you don't even have to sign a freaking piece of paper. This can go on without you even knowing. What if your kid just gets sick and not, I'm not from saying sick and die, but what if your kid gets sick in like 3 days, has all these symptoms, and you guys can't figure it out because nobody at school told you that your kid got a friggin' vaccine, and your kid never told you, so now you never know, and you and the doctor don't know what the hell you're looking at. Think about it. You don't think that's gonna happen? You don't know what's causing the reaction? Your kid's not going to tell you, obviously, if they didn't tell you to get you to sign it. They're probably not going to tell you after it's done, right? Or are you going to trust the school with that one? When I first seen the thing about the iPod contest, guys, I forget where it was. I think it was somewhere near, like, Baltimore. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll try and dig it up. It's probably in one of my bookmarks somewhere on my other computer. I got to go through my laptop. I'm using a different computer now because, you know, yeah, long story. We don't even need to get into that. But anyways, you know, this stuff is super, super dangerous, okay? And what is the obsession with the vaccines? I mean, when I was little, I mean, nobody talked about getting vaccines all the time. I mean, what's the obsession with it? Just deal with it. Freaking people, man. Deal with the sickness that's coming. Don't put a disease on yourself to fight off a sickness. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? We did a whole show on vaccines and autism, okay? I'm not going to go down that whole road again tonight. I want to keep it fresh, kind of like we are tonight. But, you know, there's thousands of cases of autism in this country caused from vaccines, okay? Autism. And the doctors still deny it till they're blue in the face, guys. Guys, I always say, and a lot of people on here will tell you, you got to do your own research. And you really do. And especially when it comes to health information, guys. It's so hard to find good health information out there. They don't want you knowing this stuff. Let's say, like, you know, you first wake up to the, you know, some of the things this country is doing, and you find some alternative news, and you get all these other headlines. Well, if you try to do that with health, guys, it just doesn't happen. It's really hard to find good health sources. I mean, there's only a couple of them. I mean, it's very limited. So you really got to do your homework on it. But, I mean, that's something you got to do, guys. You really got to do. Do your own research. And don't just trust a doctor because he's a doctor. Don't trust some doctor you see on TV either. Why is he on TV if he's such a good doctor? Is he an actor or a doctor? You know what I mean? I don't know, guys. You know, it's almost like you got to retrain your brain a little bit. And you got to start to trust yourself. You're smarter than you're giving yourself credit for, I think. You know? When you think something's wrong, maybe you should go with that. All right? Even if your doctor's telling you something different, I'm not saying just go against what he says, but get a second opinion and get your own opinion. Educate yourself where you can give yourself your own educated opinion on something. That's what ultimately you need to do on everything, because people are just going to constantly lie to you. You can't go around the world thinking, you know, everybody's good and nobody's going to lie to you just because you don't lie to people. Because they're going to take you for a sucker. And they're going to feed you BS all day long up and down the river. Now, I don't want you to just trust me. I want you to, you know, research the things I say. Go look into them. And you'll see within a few weeks that, wow, this kid, you know, he doesn't lie about anything. He's dead on. All right? I'm not saying I'm up here predicting future events or anything like that. I can't do that. But I just give you my perspective on things from the real side of it. You know what I mean? There's nothing's taboo here. We'll talk about things the way that they are. And when it comes to the health, I mean, I don't mean to yell earlier, guys. But, I mean, I'm getting fired up because they're sticking needles in our kids that are killing them. I mean, does it get any worse than that? Think about that. Think about the negative side effects weighed against the positive. It's the scale's about to tip over. I mean, it's not balanced at all, guys. All right? Kids are dying over vaccines. Well, don't give them the friggin' vaccines anymore. What's up with the school systems making it mandatory? More people need to stand up and not get vaccines and tell them, you know what? None of us are going to your damn school then. You know what? Close the doors then. We're not coming. We'll keep our kids home for a year and teach them the friggin' 8 years of school they'd get off you in 12 months. Because you guys are idiots. It's true. They're idiots. They don't teach you anything. They feed you poisonous food. It's like, why do we even send our kids there? Makes me wonder, you know? Makes me wonder. I feel so bad. I feel so bad for the world that we're going to leave our kids. And that's why I get so fired up with the people that don't wake up and the people that don't pay attention and think, oh, you know, what's it got to do with me? Or I'm too busy. You dumb mother. You know, I just want to slap you right in the mouth. What do you mean? What do you mean you're too busy? You're too busy, but you got time to watch Snooki Cookie over there and friggin' whatever else it is? Take an hour and learn what's going on in the world. Maybe you could, like, not poison your kid tonight. Hey, that's a great idea. Huh? Why don't we start with that? Let's not poison our kid tonight. You know what I mean? Seriously, guys. Seriously. Not everybody has to be as involved as I am. Not everybody has to go on the radio. Not everybody has to post stuff all day on Facebook. Not everybody has to pull people aside and sit down. But I think everybody needs to take at least a half hour a friggin' day and learn about what's really going on in the world, especially when it comes to what you're putting in your body and what you're putting in your kid's body. Because you guys don't have a friggin' clue right now. You guys will go buy a diet soda and think you're saving lives. It's unbelievable. You better off drinking the regular sugar. I mean, you guys don't even know what they're lying to you about. It's everything. 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 It's time to do some homework. When I tell you about people not to trust, do not trust the FDA or the CDC. Please do not trust those people. Please. If you had any idea of what their intentions were, guys, I mean, we've talked about genetically modified food at great length on this show. And the company that makes it, I mean, half of them run the FDA, okay? And then the food's not regulated because of that. It's all this big money-making agenda. And this Gardasil thing, you know, this thing's got me up in arms over here. I mean, this really, really does. This is upsetting stuff to me, all right? California is a huge state. It paves the way for a lot of stuff. If this passes in California, you better believe it's going to start spreading to a lot of other states, all right? And they make it mandatory for your kids to get this stuff. You know, we talked with Paul. That was a different thing. I forgot where I was going for a second. You know, they make it mandatory in California. It's going to start coming to other states. You better believe it is, guys. It's going to start spreading. And it's going to come to your state soon. They're going to poison your kids, guys. We got to make everybody aware of this. You know, this is what I talk about when I say separating people into groups and you don't want to let them do that to you because they single you out after. This is kind of like the gun ban and the thing I was talking about with the marijuana and the gun ban. Now, for you, those of you that don't know, just a few weeks ago, Obama made it a law now where if you have a medical marijuana license, you can't own a gun in this country. Okay, totally violating your Second Amendment, all right? And what that they do that because what they're doing is they target a certain group, okay, that they think is kind of in the minority, and then they have everybody else kind of jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, yeah, you could take it from them, we don't care, blah, 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 and then they just come to the next group, and then they just come to the next group. That's kind of like what this California thing is, I think. You know, they test it out in one state, a big state, and then everybody's just like, you know, not really up in arms about it, and then they just come for the next state next, and then the next state. When it happens in California, I'm in Massachusetts, all right? We got to stick up for them. Those are our fellow citizens over there, all right? I'm telling you, man, they divide us, they conquer us. There's a reason for that saying. Divided, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, right? Like we've said a million times, our greatest strength is our numbers, right? Well, don't let them divide us. Don't let them stick us in these different groups. Stick up for your fellow citizens. We should be furious about this. Just pretend it's your state. I don't know where you're from. Take the name California out and put your state in there and say this. Yes, in blank, our kids can now get vaccinated without my permission. And their vaccines that have been known to kill kids, give them comas, put them in seizures, give them genital warts at 9 years old, convulsions. And the people that signed this legislature took cash payments from the company that makes the vaccines to make sure that they would sign it. Other than that, though, I mean, everything's cool. You know what I mean? Everything's cool, man. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. And, you know, I don't even know what to say about it anymore. This vaccine thing is scary stuff. At least I know about it now. I mean, I knew nothing about this not that long ago. Okay, it's just what they're doing to the kids, man. It's bad enough that all the stuff we're doing in the world we're going to leave for our kids. Not that they're forcing these horrible, horrible things on them. Guys, I forgot to mention, too, when they tested this stuff, one of the bad side effects was blood clotting, all right? They knew it caused major blood clots, and they still gave it to our kids. Blood clots in our children. Okay? That's not a kid's thing. They don't give a damn. It's all about money, guys. Serious. You know everything's about money in the world, but you would think in some instances, you know, a little human decency would come into play, a little regard for human life, and money would be second. And they're going to make money anyways. They're going to sell a boatload of these things. No, money comes first. Guys, I didn't study up on this other vaccine I'm about to mention, but I'm going to mention it anyways. I want you guys to get your input on this. Do you guys know what Vioxx is? See, I don't know what it is, but I read that Merck really wants to push these Gardasil vaccines because they need to make some cash back because they lost billions on the Vioxx. And the reason they lost billions on Vioxx is because of all the deaths. So how many deaths do you think they had? Remember, 49 with the Gardasil in Texas. 100? 200? 50,000 deaths! from the Vioxx. What do you guys think about that? Their last vaccine, or I don't know if it was their last, but one of their most recent vaccines caused 50,000 deaths, guys. And now they're the ones giving this HPV vaccine out? It's unbelievable, guys. You guys got to make everybody aware of this thing in California, okay? The bill number is AB-499, all right? That's AB-499. And it's being nicknamed the anti-parent bill, as you can see why. And again, for people that have just tuned in, okay? You know, it's not new news now. It's a couple weeks old as far as the bill being passed. You know, there was a bill passed in California recently that made it so, you know, like girls 12 and older, they already make it mandatory to get the Gardasil HPV vaccine shot. Well, now they've made it so the girls don't even need their parents' permission. Okay, they can get it at school. School can hold contests, give away free iPods for referring the most people to vaccines or getting the most vaccines, and they do stuff like that. They did a lot of them a few months ago. I did a little story on it on my website. Yeah, so now kids can go to school. All these bad side effects from this vaccine, leading even death, okay, genital warts, coma, paralysis, okay? The kids can go to school and get these vaccines without their parents' permission, okay? And I was livid when I heard this, guys. I was furious, as a lot of you should be, right? And then I found out today about the money trail. And excuse me if you guys already know, I probably should have watched this a little closer. Yeah, guys, I mean, the way they got it passed, Merck literally gave cash to all these legislators in California. So they passed it. Unbelievable. They gave them all an average of about $2,000. I read the list earlier in the show. $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 to all these California legislators to pass a bill to make this mandatory, guys. Can you believe that? I mean, that's just awful, guys. That's just awful. Yeah. So, guys, we got about 2 minutes left. Maybe we can take a call real quick. Guys, anybody want to call in real quick? 772-905-3018. I meant to give the number out earlier. That's 772-905-3018. If you want to call up real quick, we'll take a call real, real, real quick. Truth War, do we have a show coming up at 11?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Bo with Lone Gunman, but he hasn't been around.
Okay.
He's not online now. That's why I canceled the intro.
Okay. I'm not going to go wicked long. I'm just hoping maybe we can take a call or something real quick and go like an extra 5 minutes or something.
I'll jump in. Painkillers commonly used to treat arthritis, post-surgery pain, and frozen shoulder can increase the risk of dying from heart attack or stroke, the Daily Telegraph is reporting this week. And I just put the link in the bottom of your Skype. Some maybe for another show. Just thanks for your information tonight.
All right, cool. Yeah, all right, guys. You know what? That's we're at the top of the hour. We're gonna wrap it up now. Everybody that listened tonight, I want to thank you. What I want you guys to do though, is, you know, we went over a lot of stuff tonight. I want you guys to do some research on this. All right, just learn a little bit about it. There's not anything crazy. You got to remember, just learn about vaccines a little bit. Okay, learn about the dangers of it. Google vaccine and autism, or Google vaccine and side effects, and you guys will come up with a ton of stuff. All right, guys. So you know, I'll be back on tomorrow night with another edition of the Wake Up Call. You know, I want to thank Festy for chiming in here at the end. I want to thank Truth War for producing again, as usual, does a great job. And you know, until tomorrow, guys, that's all.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. Damn, don't hold me back. I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, y'all act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with seed? Yeah, truth.
Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Pampin' like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face of beans. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour. You know what block I'm on. Block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stab this on. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Just know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Black Friday management and rocks the label. And I still hit you with shots that's fatal. That best can't save you. I had a dot look. Open you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I dare you. I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound. At the hospital, by the cops guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen. Look where I've looked. Touch what I've reached. To take what I took. You got to go where I've gone. Walk where I've walked. To get where I'm at. To speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid. Stay where I've stayed. Play where I played. To make what I made. You got to move what I move. Use what I use. Use tools how I use. Use fools how I use. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free.